those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan Garrett Smith. I had a good time in Oaxaca, Mexico. I've been talking about it a little bit off and on through the show today. And we'll put a report together for you and put it into a newsletter and put it on the website. And I wanted to talk on the air real quickly. If you want to go to Oaxaca, Mexico and enjoy some of this stuff yourself, I'll tell you the best way to get that done before the show's out today, too. I want to start this hour with a couple of things. One, there's not an open line, but when you hear somebody hang up, you can call 866-444-3478. We need to do a Mother Earth news tip for sustainable living right now. It's supported by Espoma, and it's about making your own chicken stock. And this is a good tip. We do this ourselves. For the do-it-yourselfers, it's real easy to do chicken stock. You just take a handful of soup vegetables and some chicken bones to start. The way you do it is just pull a chicken skeleton apart after you've used the meat for the most part for other things. And you put the pieces in a pan with enough water to cover all the bones. Bring the pot to a boil while you chop up onions, carrots, or any variety of vegetables that you like. Toss them into the pot. Turn the temperature down to a low simmer. Add salt and pepper and homegrown herbs for taste, to your taste. Let the mixture simmer for about 90 minutes before straining through a sieve into a shallow container. After it's cooled, skim off the fat. That's the only question I would have about their recommendation here. And pour the stock into a freezer container for storage. Use it immediately if you want to go that route. But freezing it, you can use it over a period of time. Chicken stock isn't the limit to what you can do with leftover poultry. For more information, you can search chicken recipes on MotherEarth.com. The only thing I would question is skimming off the fat. Fat from grass-fed chickens, free-range chickens, very healthy. So I leave it in. So that's a point that you can either do or not. Espoma brings you extremely high-quality organic lawn and garden products, potting soils, and soil amendments. You can ask for the Espoma products across the country, which is wonderful. Make organic products available to everybody out there listening to our recommendations. For more information, you can go to espoma.com. Visit MotherEarthNews.com. Sign up for a free newsletter. Register for events or find helpful books. I need to tell you in more detail about our event that's coming up right away, May the 6th, I think, is when I'm going to be there. The first day I'll be there in Asheville, North Carolina, doing two talks at the Mother Earth News Fair there. I'll pull up the details, but you can go to my website, dirtdoctor.com, and see the details right under Howard's appearances. There'll be a button on the homepage that you click on. Those buttons are just words, but they basically take you to the information. Let's catch up on some phone calls. First up is Ray in Chicago with a tip for us, I believe. Hey, Ray.
Yeah, hello, Howard. I've been listening to you for, since you came on here in Chicago.
Oh, thank you.
I have a cherry bush in my front yard.
Okay.
I've had it there for about 20 years, so we know that it's not susceptible to frost, and it's called a Nankin cherry. I bought it 20 years ago from a nursery.
Okay, so we're talking about the true cherry. It's just a dwarf version of it, so they're calling it a cherry bush, right?
The cherry bush, it's, you know, lots of branches. I trim it every year after it flowers. I just did it about a week ago.
Okay, cool. And you get some good tasty cherries off of it, I assume?
No fruit.
No fruit, just a decorative plant.
It's called a Nankin cherry. I was very impressed with it when I saw it at the nursery, bought one, and it's worked real well.
Okay, great. The one that I was kind of thinking he might be referring to is the one that will grow in Houston, and I got to figure out the exact name of it. It's different. It's not a true cherry. It's just has cherry-looking fruit on it, so I'll get that for
you. I see.
Well, thanks for the tip. Nankin cherry?
N-A-N-K-I-N.
And if it'll grow in Chicago, it'll sure grow around these parts.
I would think, yeah.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, Howard.
Appreciate the call. And if you don't know, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're talking to people across the country, though, every weekend, and it is really a lot of fun. We appreciate the tips and the help with questions where we don't have as much experience on things like just that we talked about. Carol in Dallas, Texas, next up. Hello, Carol.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. A friend of mine gave me a Dawn Redwood that
Good.
She taught me at the Earth Day thing at the State Fair.
Okay.
And what can you tell me about it?
Well, it's one of my favorite trees. I've got one at the office. There are some very large ones around the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The two most beautiful stands I've seen in the United States are one at the Arnold Arboretum in Boston and two at a college in Memphis, Tennessee called Rhodes College. Beautiful little private college, all stone buildings and everything in it. It is a tree that you can tell by the foliage. It's very similar to bald cypress, but it's superior in a whole lot of ways because it can grow in such a wide range of soils and climates across the country, live for a long time, gets very tall, taller than wide. Just use the natural organic program that we recommend here all the time is the only thing you need to do for management. It does not require anything special at all.
How tall do they get here?
Well, the tallest one that was here, in fact, it was the champion in the North Dallas area. I mean, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's not too far from my office in Lakewood.
Okay.
And I was driving down the road. Unfortunately, this story is not a very good story, but it's true. I was driving around one day, and I saw a tree care company climbing in it, cutting limbs off of it. It was close to 80 feet tall, maybe, maybe 90.
Okay.
Beautiful Dawn Redwood. And I stop and I ask these guys what they're doing, and they say they've been hired by the owner of the apartment complex to cut it down because it's too close to the building. And it was about, I don't know, 30 feet, 25 or 30 feet away. It wasn't too close at all. And I called the owner and just gave him all kinds of trouble about it. They quit cutting it down, but they had cut so many limbs off of it, they really ruined it, and it's been in stress ever since and probably is not going to make it. But to answer your question, it'll grow well over 100 feet tall here in Dallas-Fort Worth. And in other parts of the country, like in Memphis, Tennessee, where you've got that deep soil, probably get even taller than that. I wouldn't count on it being taller than 50 or 60 feet, you know, in our lifetime, though.
Can it stand wet feet occasionally?
A little bit. It's kind of like bald cypress in that regard. I think bald cypress and Montezuma cypress would be more tolerant of wet feet, but I've used it at a place at our office where we had a native Eve's necklace die because it stayed too wet. It's a place where water kind of goes to that area and it stays wet a long time, and it's loving that spot. So yes is the answer. It can take some continuously moist soil.
I've got a pond and I've got a view I want to block, and I want something tall, and it's
that'd be a great choice. That's a terrific tree.
Okay, good. It's a little, not fingerling, but a little sapling, I guess, right now.
Mm-hmm.
How long should I wait before I put it in real ground as opposed to a large pot?
However long it takes you to walk out the door and get in the ground this afternoon.
So just put something around it so it doesn't get...
Get a strong tomato cage. This is what I do when I plant small trees to, you know, keep accidental things from happening, which will happen. Put a strong, not one of those flimsy little goofy tomato cages, you know, that's smaller at the bottom and wider at the top. Those are terrible. They shouldn't even be on the market. But a strong cylinder-type tomato cage that will stick in the ground, and if it doesn't go in the ground, use concrete reinforcing rods or something like that and put a substantial barrier around it.
Okay, something obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. One more question real quick.
Sure.
Where can I find horse herb?
Well, I've seen it at quite a few nurseries. I saw it at Rhodey's the other day. I was in there buying some stuff. They've got it. And I think if you call around, you can find the horse herb ground cover fairly easily. I saw some commercial growers that I visited recently growing it. So it's out there.
Okay.
You might just need to call around a little bit.
Read your article on bats, and I'm going to put a bat house.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah, our last newsletter was on bats and Bat World. Amanda Lawler, I reconnected with, and we'll probably have her on the show at some point. But yeah, she sent me some photographs of our Mexican free tails, and we put some other bat photographs and information for you if you didn't see that last newsletter. Howard Garrett, back after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Your doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3 essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We'll get right back to the phones, but I want to do just a summary on the trip that we just got back from. If you didn't hear it, we will be doing a total report on all of the things that we did, because a lot of fascinating things in Oaxaca, Mexico. Oaxaca is O-A-X-A-C-A, Oaxaca, Mexico, down in southern Mexico. It's in the center of the country, 7,000 feet. And the things that if you go there, and I'd recommend it, that you get to see is, number one, the biggest tree in the world, the Montezuma cypress that you've heard me talk about a lot. It's why we originally went 10 years ago and why we went back to see it this time. And Logan and Bo went with Judy and I. The second thing is the painted wood sculpture. It's just fantastic. And I don't have anything on the website yet. We've gotten information about the Montezuma cypress already on dirtdoctor.com, but we're going to put a whole lot more. And then the painted wood we don't have, we'll be adding it. Fascinating, gorgeous stuff. Jacoba and Maria Angeles, the specific company that we visited. And I've got a lot of photographs of it, and I'll be putting that on the website for you. The third thing is the rugs. Benito Hernandez doing the most beautiful rugs with natural colors and explaining it all. It is already on the website. If you go to Howard's Travels, it's under Oaxaca, Mexico, and you can see Benito giving us a presentation 10 years ago, and we went again. The next thing is the Barro Negra pottery. Barro Negra pottery is black, and it's just gorgeous. We'll do a lot of photography and reporting for you there. What was the last thing? Painted wood, rug, barro pottery. Oh, the food. The food is just great there. And then the final thing is it's not easy to get there. Just got to be honest. You have we have some friends that used to drive there, believe it or not, from Texas and from New Mexico. They would drive, I don't know how long it takes to get down there, but it's very long, and that is not anything I'd recommend. They did it because they were primarily going to buy art, and they wanted to bring back as much as they could. The way to go is to fly, and you have to fly through Mexico City. There are no direct flights right now, so you've got to fly to Mexico City and then go either Interjet, which I was very impressed with. We flew it back from Oaxaca to Mexico City. Aerojet or Aeromexico is another one. It was fine, but it wasn't as good as the Interjet, in our opinion. But some layover, changing planes and all is always a pain to do. But it's worth it to make that trip at least one time to see that tree, if nothing else. Dangerous? No. Oaxaca is extremely safe from our experience, and the people are fantastic, very, very friendly and helpful. We really thoroughly enjoyed the trip, and we'll be showing it to you in great detail. Back to the phones, and Joan's turn in Rehoboth Beach, California. It runs off the page. Joan, is that where you are?
Delaware.
Delaware, okay.
Yeah.
The D is cut in half.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay, what's up?
I have these beautiful witch hazel trees, red blooming witch hazel.
Yeah, yeah, I like that plant.
And I found out about your sick tree treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I took the soil away from the ground,
mm-hmm.
but I would like them to grow faster. I had them so long, and since the bottom was buried by so much soil, they seemed to be suspended in the animation. You know,
that's exactly what happens. That's the first thing that's manifest when a plant's too deep in the ground. It doesn't breathe properly from its trunk, that flare is part of the trunk, and then growth is just slowed to almost a stop. And then the next thing that happens is you start getting rot and diseases and insects and all that. How long ago did you expose the flares?
I exposed them last year.
Okay. Generally speaking, they will give you increased growth the very first season. Yours are probably just now starting to grow pretty well there, right?
They are, yes.
I think
the blooms were. I had so many blooms this year because I did this.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're going
to
see, Joan,
hose to get the some of the dirt out. There was about 4 inches of dirt covering the roots and all of that, and it gets a lot of suckers on it, and they're very gnarly and hard. And we have to keep trimming those off.
Well, that's fine. That's just what some plants do. That's just a genetic thing. They will tend to do it less now that you've exposed the flares. And you're going to see more growth this season than you've ever seen before.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're about up to my shoulder already. So
well, that's great.
Yeah, And I just have to thank you for that. And so fertilization is not necessary?
Well, you just need to fertilize as you fertilize your entire garden, Joan. You don't really need to fertilize a tree specifically. You just fertilize the whole property, and then the tree gets the benefit of that. Use organic fertilizer. The Espoma products will probably be easy for you to find. And do me a favor.
Yeah.
Send me some pictures of your witch hazels in different stages, okay?
I will, and I'm so I don't need to put any kind of soil at all on there or
nothing special,
or
just the organic general things that we talk about.
Okay, it's bare ground practically, but
let me put you on hold. I got to run. I'll talk to you off the air a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, the birds and Howard are back. Let's see who's next up. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas, where I spent about 4 years in college, and talk to Dennis. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, how are you, Howard?
I'm doing well. What's up?
Hey, man, I just had a house built, and instead of planting grass because the water here is, you know, we don't have that much water.
Right.
I did a xeriscape where they put gravel out with plastic under it. And I'm trying to figure out how to keep the weeds from growing on top of that.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't have done the plastic, Dennis. I don't ever recommend those weed-blocking type fabrics, and I especially don't recommend solid plastic. So I think long-term you ought to look at getting that out of there.
Okay.
I would do a couple of things. You can prevent seed germination and additional weeds by using corn gluten meal as your fertilizer of choice. It does a beautiful job when you put it in an area where the seed haven't germinated yet, which means new beds, you know, and, of course, it means spring in general. The other thing is in the xeriscape type situation, you can spot spray in the gravel areas with the vinegar herbicides. The formulas are on my website, or you can buy commercial vinegar products. They're labeled for that specific use. You can also buy what's called fatty acid products, which are fancy soaps. Things like BioSafe makes commercial products for that.
Okay.
The secret on a gravel area is just to get the get a clean situation in the beginning and then use the corn gluten meal in your spot spraying like we're talking about on an ongoing basis.
Okay. Well, the wind has blown so much up here this spring that it's just blowing all these weeds.
Yeah. Well, it's an ongoing deal. There's no question about it. But the corn gluten meal will give you a good start, and then the spot spraying will be good long term. You can also look into what's called torches, these flamethrowers, and it's not a joke. I mean, they really do work very well, and they're made. Some of them are made for residential use. They're about the size of a walking cane, and have a little propane tank down at the end, and you hold it away from the weeds. Not just burn them to a crisp real fast, but hold it away from the weeds so they kind of die a little slower, and it kills them completely. It works very, very well.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Had no idea. Didn't realize that we shouldn't use the plastic, really.
Yeah, try to stay away from that long term. It is not good for the plants, and you'll have really – a better chance of weed control without it there, believe it or not. That propane weed killer product that I have specifically tried myself is called Red Dragon. So check into that, and good luck with the project.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dennis. Let's go now to David in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hello, David. One of my favorite museums in the world is near you.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about the Crystal Bridges?
Crystal Bridges. It is just terrific. And we've got some great photographs on dirtdoctor.com showing my last couple of visits there. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a big fan of your show, and you're actually the reason that I decided to go completely into organic horticulture and study this, because you're the first person to put together all this information that I've been able to find. So thank you.
Sure.
But I am a steward of a natural area in Arkansas. It's like a government funded, it's called the Arkansas National Heritage Commission, and it's basically a prairie preserve for native species and crucial monarch migration sites and birds. Well, they've contracted out to a guy who I've met with this past week, and I found out he's been using Roundup and glyphosate, which was not enthusiastic for me because it continues to kill all these native species that we're trying to save.
Sure.
So do you have any alternatives that are more budget-friendly than vinegar herbicide and orange oil?
Well, like I was talking to the previous caller who was asking about landscaping, those same tools will work. The flamethrowers, I definitely look into if they are used properly. And there's some good information on the internet. We probably need to increase the information on our website about them, but they work beautifully. The fatty acid products are things like BioSafe, and they are effective. Both of the fatty acid products and the vinegar products are non-specific. I mean, they'll kill anything you hit. So you have to spot spray with them. The next thing on weed control in a native situation is just to try to outcompete them. Just try to, you know, to encourage, as you know, the natives as much as you can. Some hand removal, some use of hose and tools and weed extractors and those kind of things, but the Roundup and any product that contains glyphosate is going to damage the very thing that's going to give you the most help, and that's the biological activity in the soil, and that's what a native stand of plants must have is the native the livestock that are down in the soil. And every time you use that Roundup, you set up a killing situation that lasts a long time. The biggest lie out there is that Roundup doesn't last long. Stuff lasts a very long time.
I was trying to tell all the master naturalists out there, it was like six of us and they all have degrees and stuff. And I was like, and I referenced them to the Texas Organic Research Council and some of the research that's been going underway, and how the FDA stopped testing for glyphosates after they found them in food.
Yep. They found it in food and in wines. In California, they did a study of wines a few years ago, or maybe not even more than a year ago, and they found residue of glyphosate, which is Roundup, in all the wines they tested, including some of the organic ones.
I cannot tell you how thankful I am. We have people out there like you fighting for this stuff. Also, I was going to say, anybody who needs potting soil out there, Home Depot has now, they now have a product from Burpee. It's just coconut coir byproduct mechanically compressed into a brick, and it expands when you add water. And it makes really good organic potting soil, if any of your listeners need
that's good. I'm glad they have it, because that makes it more available. But coconut fiber, I don't like a lot of the other things they sell in the same department there. But the coconut fiber used as one of the ingredients in a potting soil is certainly something I recommend highly.
Oh, and I use the Garrett Juice Plus instead of just water, and I've been able to break seeds and have them germinating within 24 hours.
Oh, that's great.
With your formula.
Well, good way to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Send me some information about your the Native Prairie Society stuff, if you would. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'd like to look into that a little bit more myself.
That'd be great. Okay. I'd be happy to talk to you about anything. All
okay.
Right.
Yeah, send me that, and we'll chat later.
Have a good day.
Thank you, David.
Thanks.
Let's go to Richardson, Texas, and talk to Shawna. Is that right, Shawna?
It's Shawna.
Shawna.
Shawna, right.
Thank you. Sorry.
So I have a simple question. I bought a bottle of Garrett juice a couple of years ago, and it ended up getting pierced towards the top and was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in a plastic bag and forgot about it, and I found it when I was cleaning out my garage, and I wondered, what is the shelf life of Garrett juice?
It's a pretty common question. Shelf life is basically long time. I don't know what it would be. The only thing you have to do is strain it. It will have grown some clumpy stuff in it sitting there. That's just biological activity. That's microbes doing it. So just strain that out with some kind of a strainer, whatever you've got.
Okay.
Toss that in the compost or into beds. It doesn't matter. That's valuable organic fertilizer. It just won't go through a spreader.
Great.
So
great.
You're fine.
Good deal. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Bill in Coleman, Texas next up. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and the answer is no. There are no direct flights to Oaxaca, Mexico. I wish there were.
Well, Howard, my brother lives there, and I go down there all the time, and there's a 2.5-hour flight from Houston.
Well, I don't live in Houston. I live in Dallas.
Yeah, right. But I'm just.
But that's a good tip. From Houston, you can do it, huh?
Yeah, about 2.5 hours, and it's direct to Oaxaca. It's a subsidiary of United. It's a smaller plane, but they go in there at least 3 days a week, and it's about a 2.5-hour flight. The last time I went, it cost about $500, something like that. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate that tip. I don't know if Logan knew that or not. Of course, they were leaving from Arkansas, and we were Arizona, and we were leaving from Dallas. So
yep. Well, I just drive down to Austin. I live up here in Coleman. I drive down to Austin, take a little flight down to Houston International, and then take that direct flight to Oaxaca.
Well, that's a good tip. Of course, for us, it's a 3 or 4 hour trip to Houston. I guess we can fly into there and then fly on down. I'll look at that next time. I'll definitely be going back. I love it down there.
Well, it's my brother retired down there. He used to be the Unix operator at North Texas. He's been down there about 10 years, and he's already got his permanent visa and everything, and he just loves it down there.
That's great. When we do our report on all of it, we'll cover some of the restaurants that we visited. The first night, the restaurant we went to was maybe one of the best meals I've ever had. And, in some of the Latin American countries, the food's okay, but it's not that great. Costa Rica is kind of famous for having kind of bland food, where Logan and Bo live part of the time. But, Oaxaca, they've got good food.
Plus, they've got such fresh food. They're out there between both oceans and not very far away, and They know more of those. Just to, I'm talking about the little people up in the mountains that have their little milpas, their little cornfields and everything.
Right.
They know more about organics than we ever dreamed of knowing, and they've saved their seed for generations. You know, they hate Monsanto. They.
Well, the only bad thing there is the air pollution. It's terrible. You know, there's an awful lot of traffic. It's not as bad as Mexico City, but it's still pretty pretty much an issue.
And they have an earthquake every now and then.
Yep, it does shake every now and then. That's exactly. You're going to scare everybody off.
Oh, no. Well, listen, man. Have
Thanks,
a good
Bill.
Day. And, good to talk to you.
Thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Let's go to Bruce in Oak Cliff here in Dallas. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, good morning, Howard. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but I finally stood up and applauded a TV commercial last night. It's one of those call the lawyers if you've contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from
Roundup? Man.
Roundup.
Hang on, Bruce. I didn't see what the time was. Hang on. Let's talk about it a little more when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, Spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer? Or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil? And grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard back, and we're talking to Bruce. Bruce, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, I was halfway asleep, but I perked up pretty quick when they started, you know, the call the lawyers if you've been wronged by these people, and it was Roundup, and its active ingredients, glyphosate, and had been ruled a carcinogen by somebody that I didn't recall being half asleep. But
I haven't seen it yet. I'm glad you brought it up. I'll keep an eye out for it.
Yeah, it was kind of late at night, one of those, you know, but it's, I said, oh, happy day. Maybe there is some justice about all this. So.
Well, I'm not a big litigious guy or tort, you know, I'm not on the side of tort being so easy to do and everything, but that's one case where I'm delighted that it's going to get a lot of exposure, because there's so many people out there that think that Roundup is perfectly safe. Hmm. It's been marketed so brilliantly.
Right.
Yeah. So that's good that it's going on.
Yeah, they did mention, you know, the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that didn't pay any, you know, no mind to the, you know, the neurotoxin aspect of it, but maybe that's yet to come.
Well, the big deal about it, and hopefully they'll be smart enough to look into this and get this as part of their argument against the stuff, is its destruction of microbiotic activity. That's how it harms wildlife, livestock, you know, pets and people, is that it does have the connection to harming that gut life. You know, they'll argue that the human body, that animals don't have the shikimate pathway for the glyphosate to be damaging like a plant does, but the microbes in your gut do have that pathway, and that's the big deal, the big important thing to understand about the danger of Roundup.
Right. And it's a pretty long list of those, and what you said is exactly at the top of the list. So
yep.
Anyway.
Bruce, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the heads up.
Thanks, sir.
Let's talk to Peggy in Irving, Texas. Hey, Peggy, which is where I am right now.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you like this. This is kind of off the wall. My daughter just this weekend has moved into an apartment, and it smells like mothballs, and she keeps getting a terrible headache every time she goes in.
Yep.
How do you get rid of the smell of mothballs?
Well, it's one of the reasons, it's the main reason, I don't recommend ever using mothballs in any shape, form, or fashion. The fumes are the toxic part of mothballs, and they're very difficult to get rid of. I've known people who've had to move out of their houses because they've thrown mothballs in the attic, you know, to try to ward off some kind of pest. About the only thing you can do, Peggy, other than to hire a company to come in and just completely clean it and do a commercial job of, you know, taking everything down to the bare wood and treating the bare wood, is to try first putting zeolite into the attic. Zeolite will absorb a lot of bad odors. Now, whether it'll totally eliminate mothball smells or not, I'm not positive about that, but it would be an inexpensive thing to do. You could spread it in the area. You could put it into containers and bowls and let them just sit around. The zeolite has the ability to absorb things like that from the air and hold on to them, take them out of the system. The easiest way to get zeolite is to go to a feed store. You may want to call around first and see if they have the zeolite products that are used to treat barn stalls. They do it to absorb the ammonia from the urine and everything, you know, from the animals. And it works beautifully on that. Whether it'll work that well on mothball chemical smells, I don't know, but it'd be worth a try. It wouldn't cost that much to give it a whirl.
Okay, because she just moved in. Her furniture went in Friday, and she's just moving in. And she says, my gosh, she says, I can't handle this.
They had already treated.
That's what I told her. The fumes are what's so bad.
Yeah. They had treated before she moved in. Is that the deal?
It was there when she moved in.
Yeah. Well, it stays a long time, and I don't know whether this will work or not, but there's not going to be anything negative about it to give it a try, so give it a whirl. There's various brand names, but if you just ask for stall treatments that have zeolite as the ingredient, that it'll be a bag full of zeolite. There's nothing else in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, good luck, and let me know how it works out, okay?
Thank you.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right, let's conclude with a couple of things. One is the information that's available for you to learn more about what we talk about here on the show, both the trips. We do put that information there, too, and we'll be putting this Oaxaca information more so. There's already some there for you on DirtDoctor.com, but we'll put more for you. But other places you can get information would be things like joining the Organic Club of America. That's the members area of DirtDoctor.com, and it has a bunch of other benefits that you might want to look into, including a seed that we have grown in our gardens that you can grow yourself. YouTube information, they've got a bunch of YouTube videos there. All of my books are available. You can learn about them on DirtDoctor.com. Texas Organic Research Center has been referred to a couple of times today. Donate to that to help keep it going and to do more, if you will. We'd certainly appreciate it. The newsletter is free. Just sign up on the homepage at DirtDoctor.com. And our online gardening and landscaping course is right there on the homepage at DirtDoctor.com. It explains how you get it, how you register for it, and what you have to do. You get a free 26-page booklet as well as the test. I've enjoyed being with you. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens. See you next time.